The Kadmonim tell us that during the Yontif of Shavuos, we are not just celebrating the Matan Torah that occurred thousands of years ago, but we are able to re-experience the entire Yom Shenitna B'Torah. We are meant to feel both the Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol HaAmim and the Venosan Lonu as Teirosoi, the double simcha of both receiving the Matan Toiva of Torah, but also the tremendous vote of confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us as worthy recipients of this tremendous gift. However, there's an obvious kasha that the Heilig Atum imposed that has to cross the minds of all of us. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu really choose us over the rest of the Umas HaOlam? Doesn't the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was magzir the Torah al kol umah v'loshen v'loy kibluah at Shaboy Yitzhak Yisrael v'kibluah? It sounds almost the opposite, that Kalal Yisrael was the only nation willing to say Nasa v'nishman, except the Torah. So what does it mean that we thank the Eibishter asher bochabonu v'nasan lanu as Torosoi? Secondly, why is there such an emphasis on Kalal Yisrael blindly promising Nasa v'nishman? Wasn't it sufficient for Kalal Yisrael to just be willing to accept, as opposed to the Umas HaOlam who declined after hearing what Shmiras HaTorah v'HaMitzvos entails? What was so crucial that Klal Yisrael took the polar opposite approach of blindly accepting it, no questions asked? Perhaps we could gain some insight from the conversation that took place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Umas HaOlam. Shteitach in Chazal, Holach Eitzel B'nei Yisov, Omer Lehem, Mekablam Es HaTeiru, Omru Loi, Makosuv Bo. The B'nei Yisov asked the Eivishter, you're asking me if you want to accept the Teiru? Nu, Voshteit? What does it say in the Teiru? Amar lehem leitzirtzach. Amru, they answered, kol atzmam shaloysen anoshim aviyem reitzeyachu. Esav, unzer zeyda, unzer tata, his own metzias was a reitzeyach. We can't go and accept such a Torah. It would seem that the Umas HaOlam's pivotal mistake was not in their assessment of whether they could handle it. What their mistake was is that they responded, ma kosuv bo. Shmiras Torah Mitzvahs was a question, does it fit into my lifestyle? Would we appreciate it? That is where the Umas HaOlam showed that they are not shayich to Kabbalah HaTorah. Torah can only be given to Avodim, to Avdei Hashem, who are entirely botul, mevutul, the Ritzoni Yisborach, the Lesley Legamri V'Leklum, that are able to blindly say Nasa V'Nishma. Nasa V'Nishma is not a nice madrega, but a prerequisite for Kabbalah HaTorah. The koyach of Klal Yisrael to reach such a level of bittul was a direct result of the Kor HaBarzel of Shiva Mitzrayim that conditioned us to become Avdei Paroi, that can then be transformed into Avdei Hashem. And that is the inherent connection between the Gulas Mitzrayim of Pesach, culminating in the Tavdunas of the Kimal Arzev, Matan Torah B'Sinai, on Shavuos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bris Ben Abesorim, promised us the Kor HaBarzel of Shiva Mitzrayim, He was choosing us as the Ummah that would be conditioned to become Avodim Haru'uyim to say Nasa v'Nishma and be Mekabel the Torah. Accordingly, it is true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went through the motions of offering the Torah to the other Umas HaOlam to be fair, but at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already chosen and preordained Klal Yisrael as the only nation that could become Mekabel HaTorah. And it is that original Bechira by the Bris Ben Abesorim that we appreciate when we say, Asher Bochamanu Mikol HaAmim V'Nasalanu Es Teirosoi. But I think there's a deeper Bechira that took place when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided us to be the Am HaNivchar. There's another very startling question that needs to be asked. When we study the responses of the Umas HaOlam, we find that they reference specific mitzvahs in the Torah, Averis, like Ritzicha, Gidarayis, and Geneva, that they couldn't be expected to keep. It's a pella. These are part of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach that the Umas HaOlam are all mitzvah in, whether they like it or not. How is that meant to explain why they're not interested in the rest of the Torah? But there's another question. What does it mean that they answered, Kol Atzmam Shalois Anoshim V'Aviyim, or Ritzayach, or Arayis, or Listim? Does it make it impossible for them to keep a law because that's the midas of their Zayda? Does that exempt them from the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach? What type of response was that? It seems clear that there is a fundamental difference between the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach and the Torah Mitzvahs and Klal Yisrael received by Matan Torah. The famous Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis and Chulin teaches us that Klal Yisrael and Matan Torah did not receive an additional 606 mitzvahs, but rather received a whole new entity called Taryag Mitzvahs that was given to Klal Yisrael by Sinai. There is something fundamentally different between the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach and the Taryag Mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. Every single nation and government needs some very basic laws to maintain order and to allow people to function. These are dry laws that are meant to create civil stability. There are no expectations for people to relate or to appreciate or to connect to these laws. They are rather prohibitions that are meant to be observed to facilitate a functional coexistence of society. That is the concept of Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and the Ummah Sa'ilam can be expected to observe these basic prohibitions despite it being hard for them and possibly even going against the grain of their innate genetical makeup and their midas and tchunas hanefesh. The Taryag Mitzvahs that were given to Klal Yisrael and Har Sinai was nothing of the sort. It's an entire lifestyle of Echerkeit. It's a full gamut of Taryag Mitzvahs that are meant to guide every step of our lives, every machshava, every decision, every move that we make. It's not just a few no-nos to maintain law and order. It's a matona of a life of kedusha, a life of roimamus, a life of ruchnius, a life of dveikus in the nisin ha-teira. It's not sufficient to just avoid transgressing the Taryag Mitzvahs, but rather one needs to totally absorb the kavonas ha-teira, the ruach ha-teira, the rotzen Hashem. It needs to be shasa lavin keneged shasa gidin, v'ramach mitzvahs esei keneged ramach ivorim. It needs to be something that becomes etzam me'atzomai, where one is not just staying away from ritzicha v'arayis and gneva, but one is becoming a hecher, a mensch, that doesn't have any shaychis to ritzicha, arayis and gneva, doesn't have any shaychis to that ashchosa. It requires a dveikus in Torah mitzvahs, where one's innate midos become aligned with the Torah, where one's remach ivorim crave the remach mitzvahs esei, and the shasa gidin shudder from the shasa mitzvahs leis esei. That is what the Ummah Sa'ilah meant to say, that they might be able to observe the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, even though it doesn't fit with their midos. But when being offered the Torah, they realized that they were not being asked to simply refrain from ritzicha, but being asked to grow in their midos through dveikus v'Torah and become ois roitzchem. That, they realized, was beyond the genetic makeup. Lefi zeh, Klal Yisrael, they were able to get the Torah, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose them to be the Amman Ifchar, to be the Mamlechas Koinim and Goy Kodosh, and gave them the genetic makeup to be actually become Kedoshim, that not only observe the Torah, but become Kedoshim, that align their midas with the Torah. They don't simply stay away from Ritzicha, but we are not Reitzchim. They not only keep the letter of the law, but excel in the Kiyus, like the Messias Yisharim explains, that we try to get to the Shayr Sheingin and make ourselves attuned to the Ratzon Hashem, to be Kedoshim, that are Dvukim B'Ritzon Yisarach. This is a whole new dimension to the concept of Asher Bochabonu Mikol HaAmim. Beyond the Kodesh Baruch Hu choosing us to get conditioned through the Korah Barz of Shiva Mitzrayim, we are also thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for choosing us to be worthy of a genetic makeup that allows our midas to be shaped and formed by the Torah, that allows us to grow through our Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I believe this gives us a whole new dimension to the Yontif of Shavuos. We are not just celebrating Matan Torah, the gift of Torah, but appreciating how rich our lives are through receiving the Torah and mitzvahs. We realize we're not given a book of rules and regulations to create civil law and order, but rather a blueprint of a meaningful, ruchnistic life with limitless opportunity for dveikus and b'ri ha'olam. We thank the Eibishter, Asher bochavonu mikol ha'amim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us out of all of humanity to have the tchunas ha'nefesh and the spiritual capacity to become a mamlechas koinim migar kadosh through a life of Torah that is v'nosan lanu as Torah soy, not just v'nosan lanu as a Torah, Torah soy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, a Torah that allows us to cleave in the Eibishte. When we dance Shavuos morning, we're not just saying thank you for the Torah, but Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol Amim. V'gliklach tz'iz, to have a life of Torah, and to become so great through Dveikus and Torah. We all know the famous Gemara, that HaKol Moedim D'Batzeres V'Inonami Lochem, Yoyim Shenitna B'Torah. So many Pirushim have been said over the generations to explain why specifically on Shavuos we need to engage in Meichel U'Mishteh to express our Simchas Yontiv. But Rashi seems to say something very fascinating in explaining this Gemara. So Rashi, why do we need Lochem on Shavuos? She Yismach Boy B'Meichel U'Mishteh L'Harois, to display Shenoyach U'Mekobol Yoyim Zeli Yisro Shenitna B'Torah. We need to rejoice with physical pleasures, Akrashi, to display HaKabbalah Satayra for us is something that is Noyach U'Mekubal. What are the words Noyach U'Mekubal coming to emphasize? I think that the Oimek of Rashi might be that even the Goyim might be able to force themselves to observe Tariq Mitzvahs, even though a Gel is against their grain, but it's still not Noyach U'Mekubal. It doesn't fit their tchunas hanefesh. We Yidden on Shavuos need to declare, Asher Boch Abonu Mikol Ha'amim Menosonu Sateira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us as a Mamlechas Koyne Migoy Kodesh, gave us the Midas that not only can manage the Torah, but finds the Torah Noyach U'Mekubal. It fits us like a glove. It stims with our tchunas hanefesh, and it allows us to grow and have the ruchnius and dveikistic life that our neshamas so crave. The Eibishter should give us the siyata d'shmaya to use this yontiv as a time to reflect and rejoice in the matana of a teyridic life, full of ruchnius and dveikus, full of meaning and sipuk, full of self-control and intellectual honesty, and we'll be able to scream out for ourselves and give over to our mishpachas, Asher bochavonu mikol ha'amim, v'nosan lonu esteichosoi, a guten yontem and a guten Shabbos.